What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So the numbers might be just under 50% by the end of the game for Kulik. 3 seconds to go. One shot for Besser. Rebound to the net. Saved by Luukkonen. Saved by Luukkonen. 3-2 the final. The Buffalo Sabres hang on.
Sabres win a late night game against the Vancouver Canucks. And we'll talk about it with Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff. Out on the West Coast, you know, times get moved around, so as opposed to normal 8 o'clock on Tuesday, here we are, 9:30 on a Wednesday, and we welcome in the Sabres head coach. Lindy, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen, and sorry about yesterday. Had some late-night texts with the players being sick, and then turned my phone off on you guys.
That's all right. I mean, hey, I never know what time it is. I have to ask Google, like, what time is it in New Orleans? And and you guys are all over time zones from, you know, Vancouver to Winnipeg, and I imagine it can get confusing.
And that's a bug that's been hitting the room now for a little while here, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's strange how it really is picking, like, one or two guys off at a time. It's not – it probably is the best. It hasn't hit a group of players at one time, but – this has been going on now for probably over 2 weeks.
Lindy Ruff on the Western Hotline. All right, well, Lindy, you got a win last night. And one thing that's noteworthy about the last 24, 48 hours maybe is that in between games, you did have a little bit of a morning skate, maybe more so than you would, I mean, most of the time. Felt a need for that after the game before.
Yeah, I really felt it was disappointing. You know, we lost the 50-50 puck battles, the puck battles around the net, cost us dearly in the Seattle game, and really felt as a group that we wanted to go out and compete in a morning skate, put in a couple drills that one-on-one compete, two-on-two compete, get to the net, and at the same time have defense and box and players out, get some physicality, and it was the focus of the morning skate. It was the focus of the game was win your battles and skate. And I thought on a whole, our club skated well. Compete around the net was good. The type of goals that we gave up in the Seattle game, we basically eliminated. And I thought it was a tough hockey game. It was too good. It was two teams that were playing well. We fought through a little adversity with, you know, you look at their first goal, takes a crazy bounce off the stanchion in the glass and comes back net front. And another goal, we go down. We should be getting a scoring opportunity. We break a stick. We come back to our end. We've got a guy with a broken stick. And so to fight through that, play a real sound third period and score a couple goals to end up winning a hockey game, a big step in the right direction.
How good was that third to see, too? Because I would have, just on the surface, seeing that, oh, they did a practice the night before or the in between a back-to-back, man, I wonder if they're going to have the juice and late in the game or if they'll run out of gas. And you guys outshot them in the third period. You got the two goals. So I don't want to ask you if it was surprising, but how good was it to see that there was enough energy left in that third?
It was good to see. And I think part of that was we managed the puck well. We moved the puck well. Again, the Seattle game, I thought our puck play, execution on some of the breakouts was very poor, which put us in a lot of situations where we had to defend, where you get it out in the neutral zone and we can put pressure on them. So to play the third period, we needed that. We needed the battle through adversity. We needed to get through a third period where we could come back and win the hockey game.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff. Jiří Kulík, 3-point night for him. Mm-hmm. He's been... I feel like, Lindy, we've been waiting to see him for quite some time, and we're getting these moments where you're starting to see the kind of player that Kulík can be.
Yeah, I thought the game in Seattle, first game back seemed just a little bit tentative, with dealing with post-injury conversations with him. He felt really good going into the Vancouver game and really felt he'd be back to normal. He's really played well in the middle of the ice. Before he got hurt, you go to the Islander game, you go to the Boston game. He's broke the puck up well. He's defended well down low. Got rewarded. That line, a couple great plays off faceoffs. He got himself net front on his goal. So I really think he's taken a huge step in the right direction.
And he's been centering Thompson yesterday and before that. Is Thompson at a point now where he's still on the wing because maybe of a pain management situation, or is it just working well enough for you that, if it's working, don't fix it?
I really, really believe that he's getting more opportunities, he's getting more shots, freed up to skate more. And even if you look at like an early, I don't know if you saw the game, but an early play where, he's pushing out of the zone. I think it was the first shift of the game and made a great play to Kulík that missed the one timer in the slot. Like, well, when he plays center, he doesn't get those opportunities, looking pre-wing, an injury kind of pushed him out there, but he was averaging less than two shots a game. And know that he played quite a bit of wing last year. Just felt that kind of post-injury here, what he was dealing with, that the wing has looked better for him. And now with Kulík coming in and playing the way he's playing. And a left-handed centerman. I think people might not think that is as big a deal, but a left-handed centerman who's going up ice tends to look a lot of times to the right side. So I think there's been games where he's had 6-7 shots. So it's been a better look.
Lindy Ruff with us on the Western Hotline. Lindy, are you treating the standings any differently than you would have been earlier in the year? There was the story about how you had put the standings up in the locker room early in the season, and that's obviously not in a great place right now. So I don't know, is there any protecting the group from getting demoralized on that front, or are you still saying, hey, this is how far out we are, this is what we got to do?
Yeah, I think we all understand where we're at. There's no secret to that. I talk about it. We take this one game at a time. Really felt that loss at home to Pittsburgh was a tough loss for us, where we had a lot of great opportunities to put the puck in the back of the net, didn't finish in that game. But just treat it one game at a time. Try to put a run together. I really feel if we can put a 5-6 game run together, well, we can get ourselves back in the picture and battle ourselves back into this.
That run will continue on the road here. You've got stops in Calgary and Edmonton. And Lindy, how about this trip for you? Like, you love these Western Canadian trips?
The Western Canada is home. My mom still lives out here. I've got a couple brothers. I've got a cousin that came into Vancouver. And so you get to see a little bit of family. brings back some memory of junior hockey and tier two days where you're busting around Western Canada to the smallest places and playing your way into becoming an NHL player. So a lot of great memories, and you get a few minutes here or there to say hello to family.
All right. Well, best of luck tomorrow against Calgary and then Edmonton and home on Tuesday. I took the liberty, Lindy, of checking the schedule to see if you'd be able to watch the Bills game Sunday. You know, AFC Championship game. High stakes. It looks like you guys will, you should be back in town and maybe comfortably on the couch.
Comfortably on the couch, and for sure it's going to be one hell of a game. And I'm picking the Bills by 7.
All right. Do you get nervous during these games? You have to watch them by yourself?
Yeah, and what? I do.
Yeah?
No, I do. I do get nervous. I get nervous for sure. But what a football game last week. I mean there was some great football this weekend, but the Bills game was incredible.
Yeah. All right, Lindy. Thanks again.
Well, you're welcome, gentlemen.
All right. Bye now. Lindy Ruff on the Western Hotline. They're in Calgary tomorrow, Edmonton Saturday, 4 p.m. So there you go.
Kind of an afternoon game.
Yeah, sure. 4 o'clock on a Saturday? That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
803-0550. It's outside. I don't think it's... Okay, it's 1 degree now. We're up to 1.
That's it?
Yeah.
I was hoping double digits by the time the show ended.
High of 13 at 4 o'clock today, but yeah, it's up to 1. So, you know, take your... When I left the house, it was -3. Which is obnoxious.
The real feel is I've got as it's got two different numbers here. One of them says the real feel is -8. The other says the real feel is 10.
18. My real feel.
Oh, snow starting in 49 minutes. That's okay. When the real feel goes down to -8. It says real feel right now is 10.
I would say the real feel right now is around 68 because we are inside of our studio. So that's how it feels to me. Real. No one ever does that one. You think it's colder than 68?
Colder than 68.
66?
The real feel, like, listen, your house, it might depend where you live and what your insulation's like. If your thermometer says 67 degrees, there are going to be spots in your home that are like 60, right?
Yeah.
Closer to a window, or maybe there's a spot here or a spot there.
But your expected temperature is 60.
Right, it's an expected temperature.
Right. Oh, in my kitchen, we are 4 degrees below expected. Let's start rocking analytics.
Yeah, I want temperature analytics throughout the entire home. Yeah. That's what I want.
803-0550, our phone number, and 1-888-552-550. Extendo Sports coming up, and then the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We'll get an update from Sean McDermott on the state of the Bills, injuries and all that, as we get closer and closer to Bills Chiefs, 6:30 Sunday night here on WGR.